When I got to my appointment, I was nervous but so excited. I've been waiting for this for years. As a trans man, I'd imagined my flat chest for as long as I could remember. I had my questions and my ideal date for surgery in mind. The doctor came in, I had all my letters proving I was experiencing a lot of gender dysphoria and that this top surgery would be extremely important for my emotional, mental, and physical well-being. She answered most of my questions and my ideal date for surgery was April. She had something open. It felt like all good signs. Then we talked about my medical history. I explained I was disabled due to arthritis and spinal disease and that I take several medications, including ones for pain. I told her it was important for me to make a dedicated plan for pain management. I asked for a specific medication, one that I knew I tolerated well and that would not cause nausea, something I had battled with many times before. She said she didn't prescribe that. She was unable to, didn't have the ability to. I told her I could not tolerate the pain medicine she was going to prescribe me, that I would vomit if I had to take it. I asked for other options. She said she didn't have any. She ended up not prescribing me any pain medication at all. After surgery, as I'd feared, I had to take more of my current pain medication and ended up vomiting nonstop. It was excruciating, especially since my surgery was on my chest. Still, she would not prescribe me the medication I needed. She said, just go to the ER. Weeks later, I returned for a follow-up. There was no recognition about the pain I'd been through, the side effects, the lack of care, how it could have been avoided. A couple months later, I returned, not as a patient, but as a support to my partner, who is a cisgender woman, going through prophylactic double mastectomy due to increased cancer risk. On paper, a very similar surgery, just for totally different reasons. Together, they made a surgery plan, including a plan for pain. My partner asked for the same medication I'd asked due to nausea concerns. The surgeon easily agreed. No blink of the eye, no hesitation, no problem. The message was loud and clear. The problem wasn't the medication or her ability to prescribe it, just who the surgeon thought deserved to be out of pain.